This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. We're glad you're here. Always a pleasure to talk with you right here on this radio station, 107.1 FM. And so make sure you stay tuned throughout this couple of hours here. We'll be with you from 4 until 5, of course, with Offbeat News and Trivia. And then from 5:15 until 6 o'clock, it's Live at 5, the show with no name, with myself and Terry Tackett and Pastor Craig, all coming at you live right here. So make sure you stay tuned. Well, the wife and I had a pretty good weekend. We had some fun. I'll tell you next hour exactly where we went to eat, as we always like to tell you where we went to eat. So I'll let you in on that little details coming up. Hey, I want to tell you, there's a free drive-through dinner coming up, so mark it down on your calendars. Tuesday, April the 26th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The menu this time around is Marzetti, garlic bread, green beans, applesauce, and a cherry delight for dessert. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car, and everybody is welcome. So Tuesday, April 26th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. down in Waldo. Make sure you mark it down. And then this will be a fun concert. The U.S. Navy Band in concert. The Sea Chanters. I'll get it right in a second. The Sea Chanters 2022 National Tour will be in concert Sunday, April 24th at 3 p.m. at the Palace Theater, 276 West Center Street in Marion. This concert is free. You have to get tickets at the box office, so call 740-383-2101. You can ask for their hours and then stop in. And I know the last time they were here about 8 years ago was a fantastic concert, and they were just packed out. So you'll want to be getting some tickets here pretty quick. So the Sea Chanters, they actually entertain the President of the United States and do some work for just various events. So this is their tour, so you will not want to miss the Sea Chanters, the U.S. Navy Band in concert Sunday, April 24th, 3 p.m. at the Palace Theater. Get your tickets. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for underwriting the broadcast today. We appreciate it. Today at 4:55 this afternoon, I'm giving away a gift card to Pizza Hut, a $5 gift card to Pizza Hut. All you need to do for a chance to win is everybody's welcome. Just call and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select a winner. If you're the winner, I will send this gift card to you through the mail, okay? That is how it works, and it's all Easter trivia today, and but we do happen to have a Guess Who trivia segment once again with our celebrity Guess Who questions. And once again, we're bringing in our celebrity expert, and that would be Brandon. And Brandon's going to give us a couple of hints throughout the program of who our celebrity might be, and you can guess this celebrity along with the regular trivia today at 740-383-9944. Brandon, what do we got for our hints for this first celebrity today?
Well, Mr. Redman, I will start by saying that our mystery celebrity is, well, I'll just say he's an actor, he's a famous blonde, and a top box office draw from the late 50s up into the early 70s.
Okay, great. Our first hint of the afternoon, 740-383-9944. Here's the trivia questions I've got. Most Americans bite off what part of a chocolate bunny first? Most Americans bite off what part of a chocolate bunny first? What flower is considered the Easter symbol? What flower is considered an Easter symbol? Besides bunnies, what animal is considered an Easter symbol? Besides bunnies, what animal is considered an Easter symbol? 740-383-9944. Your chance to win a gift card to Pizza Hut. If you like pizza, which I do, who doesn't? Hey, give me a call. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air. Bite off the ears first. That's right. That's what most Americans bite off. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good. Are you ready for Easter?
I think so.
Yep, about ready. You got any Easter plans?
No, just going to stay home, I think.
All right. There you go. Just stay home and enjoy and kick back and relax, right?
Right.
There you go. All right. Well, it's always good to talk to you, and you take care, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win Pizza Hut.
Yeah, my phone messed up.
Oh, okay. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win the Pizza Hut. Oh, but I think we lost you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we got Mr. David right there signed up for a chance to win our Pizza Hut gift card. First on the phone, 740-383-9944. What color of jelly beans is the most popular? What color of jelly beans is the most popular? What state held the first, well, I should say the largest, what state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? The largest now. What state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? Let's grab another caller here, find out who's on the line. And hi, we're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm not eligible to win one of your fantastic prizes, but I thought I would give a very bad answer to the blonde male movie star.
Okay, yes, sir.
Alexa, turn the volume down. Got to tell Alexa to be quiet. I was going to say Robert Redford, but he wasn't from the 50s to early 70s. So I have a terrible guess, which is Johnny Weissmuller. I could have sworn he was a blonde, and I think he played Tarzan or one of those. I mean, it's before my time, and it's probably wrong, but that's my dumb guess of the day.
Brandon?
Well there, Mr. Lip, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. You would be incorrect in saying that it is quite the guess, and it would be incorrect.
Right, so Weissmuller wasn't a bad answer. Amazing how you're, you know, a generation younger than I am, and you know this stuff, and I don't. You're just a walking almanac of trivia from 1910s up to the 2020s, I guess.
Something like that.
Am I in the right ballpark? Is it someone who's really a superstar, right?
Oh, indefinitely.
Okay, and it's not Redford. I mean, he would be back later in the 70s. Okay. I don't know. I admire that you know the answer. I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to see if any of our other listeners have more knowledge than I do, but I'm pretty stumped. Your questions are always really good ones. You know, give me a 70s or 80s music question, but a 50s and 60s movie star, that's at the fringe of my knowledge.
All right. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Okay. Have a good show, guys. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Good guess there. 740-383-9944. It's 424 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond with you in air chair one. And here comes another caller. Let's find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Would it be the Easter Lily?
The Easter Lily, the official flower of Easter. That is absolutely correct. How are you today?
I'm fine. And the jelly beans, would they be the black ones?
Not the black ones being the most popular. Nope, not black, but a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. Nope, not the black jelly beans. Actually, the caller that they have down that are the most popular happens to be my favorite color of jelly bean, to tell you the truth. In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? Which president hosted the first White House Easter egg roll? Which president hosted the first White House Easter egg roll? 740-383-9944. Let's grab another caller here. And hi, we're on the air.
Would that be the green jelly bean?
Not the green, Lee, but a good guess. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Surviving all this rainy weather, right?
Yep. What about the red jelly bean?
It is the red. Yes, indeed. Correct answer on that. Yes, my favorite jelly bean happens to be the red, for sure.
Well, I thought maybe green would be because green's the color of money.
Yeah, green is, yeah, you would wonder about that, right? But it is the red, you are right. Yes, sir. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, Lee.
Thank you.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, what is the most popular candy, Easter candy, in America? What is the most popular Easter candy in America? There's a couple of different answers if you Google this, but it's all the same brand. I'll put it that way. Hi, we're on the air.
Would the president have been Hayes?
It is Rutherford B. Hayes is correct. Good answer. Okay, we got you in, Judy C.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All righty. 427, as we're playing Easter trivia for a gift card to Pizza Hut. If you enjoy Pizza Hut, now's your chance to dial the phone lines. Buying what for Easter is said to bring good luck for the rest of the year? Buying what for Easter is said to bring good luck for the rest of the year? Which president was the first to introduce a Easter bunny to the White House Easter egg roll? Which president was the first to introduce an Easter egg bunny to the White House Easter egg roll? Hi, we're on the air.
Red.
Yes, red is the correct answer on the jelly bean. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Noah, all right. How's your day today, buddy?
Good.
Good. Are you going to have some time off school for Easter?
Yes.
You get Friday off?
When my egg.
Yeah.
When my Easter egg hunt is done.
Are you going to?
When my egg hatch, it'll be too much.
You gonna go on? You gonna?
And it will be 2 days into Easter hunt, I think.
You gonna have? Did you get to go on any Easter egg hunts yet?
Nope.
Not yet.
It wasn't canceled.
Oh, they got canceled. Well, I hope you get to go on an Easter egg hunt and find something you like. Well, Noah, you take care, buddy, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Noah right there. Coming up on 4:30 here on WWGH Radio, and we're glad you're tuned in this afternoon. Well, you know, let's see what temperature it happens to be here in Marion, Ohio. I know when we started the show, it was 67 degrees. Let's see, what are we right now outside our studios here in Marion? 67 degrees right now here in Marion, so feeling pretty good out there. Scattered showers across the area. Showers are due to end, though, any time. So hopefully when I come on, the sun starts shining and everything comes out. So all the sunshine and the clouds part and everything when WWGH's Offbeat News and Trivia comes on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Again, gentlemen, I figured with Noah calling, let's go further back in the Bible to Adam. With an unqualifying answer. Noah's kind of an appropriate name today with the weather, isn't it?
It is, yes.
My dumb guess for the most popular candy is Marshmallow Peeps. It's probably wrong, but I can't stand those things. I mean, you love them or you hate them, and they're just yucky, and they're so fattening. They're just all sugar.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure if that's right, but that's kind of what I thought, because, you know, they are so controversial.
Well, that's a good guess, Adam, but not what I have down.
Okay, well, I certainly try. Glad to hear all ages calling. I'm glad to hear younger listeners and everybody else.
Yeah, it's good to have a wide variety out there at WWGH.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey,
see you
thanks
later.
A lot. Bye-bye. All right. Nope, not Marshmallow Peeps for the most popular Easter candy in America. Like I said, if you Google it, it comes up with a couple of things, but it's usually comes up with the same brand. Hey, coming up at 5:15, it's Live at 5, the show with no name. Pastor Craig, you ready to go?
Well, I'm ready. I've got my Waldo Barbershop haircut this morning, and I've got my official WWGH shirt on, so I'm feeling like a million bucks.
Hey, how was Rick today?
He was good. He was good. He said, I'm supposed to tell you that G&R has got their cream pies back in, because there was a couple weeks there where they didn't have cream pies, and he said, you make sure you tell Nate they got their cream pies back in.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Pastor Craig. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. No, we're not on the air. Yeah, we're on the air, but caller's not on the air. Give me a call back, 740-383-9944. Hey, I have some offbeat fun facts for you right here before we dive into our offbeat news. Every brick on the exterior of Martin Prekop's house in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is fitted with a mirror to reflect its natural surroundings, as well as attaching hundreds of mirrors to the 15-room house. He has hung brightly colored bottles and glass panels from trees on the grounds. Guests don't dare roll over in bed while staying at the Portaledge Hotel in Angsley, North Wales, because the beds are small canvas platforms suspended 200 feet up a sheer cliff face. For $750 a night, guests rappel from the cliff top to their beds at sunset and are then strapped into harnesses secured to the rock. Dinner is served from a cooking stove hung off the side of the ledge. Also, New Zealanders Justin Hayward and Jola Season live in a truck that transforms into a mobile home in the shape of a fantasy castle. When everything is packed away, it looks like a normal truck. Once stationary, it unfolds to reveal walls, doors, and 430 square feet of living space featuring beds, a kitchen, and a rooftop bathtub. A Russian company has created a menacing muzzle that transforms calm dogs into ferocious-looking werewolves. The contraption features a snarling snout and vicious plastic teeth and is designed to prevent dogs and the owners from being attacked. All right, now our offbeat news that we have for you, and I want to thank my dad. He set me up with a fancy little tablet for some of my stories this program. I did print off the paper copies just in case this tablet doesn't work. but we'll see how it goes. A race car driver who was blinded in an accident 10 years ago broke a Guinness World Record by driving a customized car at a speed of 211 miles per hour. Dan Parker took to the track at Spaceport America in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, in his customized Corvette and broke the Guinness World Record for fastest speed for a car driven blindfolded. Parker reached a top speed of 211 miles per hour, beating the previous record of 200 miles per hour. Parker, who achieved the record on the 10-year anniversary of the day he was blinded in a racing car accident, used an audio guidance system to help him control the vehicle during his attempt. The record attempt was part of the National Federation of the Blind Drivers Challenge. Also, a group of 107 skydivers over age 60 jumped out of a plane in California and narrowly missed breaking a world record. The group Skydivers Over 60, or SOS, gathered members from around the world Sunday in Riverside County and attempted to break a Guinness World Record for the largest snowflake formation while in freefall. The record in the category of people over 60 currently stands at 75 participants and was set in Illinois in 2015. The skydivers ranging in age from 60 to 78 made 7 attempts at the record on Sunday and nearly found success on their final attempt. The formation built perfectly. It was just one person that was out, so they barely missed the record. The group had planned to attempt the record a few more times on Sunday, but further attempts were canceled due to uncooperative weather. And finally, a Montana-based company broke a Guinness World Record when it unveiled a giant belt buckle measuring nearly 15 feet across in Texas. Montana Silversmiths, based in Columbus, Montana, had the belt buckle shipped to its Dallas showroom in 4 parts, and the pieces were then assembled into the world's largest belt buckle. Guinness World Records confirmed the massive belt buckle, a replica of the company's most popular buckles, measured 10 feet and 6 inches tall and 14 feet and 6.4 inches wide, enough to claim the record. The Bighorn Trophy buckle features the silhouette of a cowboy with golden flowers, silver stars, and the company's signature silver silhouette, I should say. All right, we're playing trivia at 740-383-9944. Brandon's in the studio. We're doing Celebrity Guess Who. Brandon, what's some of the hints we've already had, and adding some more hints as we try to figure out who this celebrity is with our wonderful callers this afternoon?
Well, with our illustrious leading man, I will say that he does have a cavalcade of accolades, to put it quite nicely. To name a few of his more or less famous films would be The Magnificent Seven, Bullet, and, of course, The Great Escape.
Okay, very good. There's some more hints for you. 740-383-9944. Take a guess at who our celebrity is this afternoon. Give us a call. Here's some Easter trivia that we're playing with, as well as we give away a gift card to Pizza Hut. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of our trivia questions and or our celebrity question, and be entered for our drawing at 4:55 this afternoon. We will draw a winner. Besides bunnies, what animal is considered an Easter symbol? Couple of potential answers here. Besides bunnies, what animal is considered an Easter symbol? What state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? What state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be Steve McQueen.
You are absolutely correct, madam.
Steve McQueen is a correct answer. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I am good, Miss Becky, and that is a great answer. Thank you very, very much for getting that for us.
You're welcome. You have a good day now, Nate.
Hey, you too. It's always good to talk to you.
You too.
Take care and a happy Easter.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Steve McQueen.
Well, then, maybe I gave a little too much away, but I suppose I don't know which part of it was.
Hey, there you go. Hey, we got it. We got it. All right, very good. 4:39 on a Wednesday afternoon and 67 degrees here in Marion, Ohio. Glad you're tuned in to your favorite radio station, 107.1 on the FM dial. What state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? What's the most popular Easter candy in America? What's the most popular Easter candy in America? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, good.
I would say it was probably a chick or a chicken for the other animal.
Yeah, yep. I have that now and a lamb. So,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah. It used to be popular to buy your kids a little baby chick, you know.
I think they might still sell those at TSC and
okay.
Perhaps out at maybe Rural King.
Yeah.
Yeah, little chicks for Easter.
A lot of places frowned upon it, but you know.
Right, and didn't stop people from doing it anyhow, did it?
Right.
Didn't they used to dye the poor things' collars?
They used to be all yellow.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think that's natural, you know.
Yeah, just dye up different colors
right.
Like you do the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of eggs, that's the one thing that we used to enjoy doing. We'd do all sorts
color
of...
eggs.
Yeah, coloring eggs.
Yeah,
that
was always fun with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
We used to do that a lot of it because, I like hard-boiled eggs anyway, so... You know?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. We'd put stickers on them and then
yep.
dunk them down in, and you'd have your little designs and everything like
yep.
that.
See how
you
creative
know, so.
You could get with dunking different colors. And
yeah. So yeah, it's a nice season of the year, anyways.
Yep. It is.
I always
you
enjoy
know,
it.
Nice
you know.
Time of the year, so and maybe one of these days we can enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we can get some drier weather out here.
I hope so.
I know my dad picked up his sharpened blades for his mower today, so his grass is getting longer.
Yeah.
Mine's not quite there yet. I'm pushing it off to as long as I can.
Exactly. Because you know once you start, it just doesn't stop.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
All righty.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for your next program.
Hey, happy Easter to you, Ernie, and thanks for listening.
Thanks
for calling.
Hey, uh-huh.
Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All righty. 4:42 on a Wednesday afternoon playing trivia. Let me check in with Brandon here. Do you happen to have another celebrity guess who lined up for us by any chance?
Well,
I seen your writing over there.
Well, for the sake of brevity, I do believe we'll do a quick fire round if it is all the same.
Okay.
And I will start by saying that our guest is a very... Oh, not guest, I wish. Is a very accomplished concert pianist / maestro and incorporated lots of comedy in his performances.
Okay, all right, there you go. Another hint there for a celebrity guess who. Give us a call. Take a guess. We dare you. 740-383-9944. Hey, I want to tell you that the U.S. Navy Band will be in concert, the Sea Chanters. The 2022 National Tour is coming to the Palace Theater Sunday, April the 24th. Fourth at 3 p.m. 276 West Center Street is the Palace Theater. You'll want to call for tickets and get lined up. 740-383-2101 is their number. 740-383-2101. Stop by the box office. Get you some tickets while they last. They are free. By the way, this is a free concert, and the Navy Band Sea Chanters do a great job. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I have a comical and non-qualifying answer for about what country had the rabbit as a tradition, something like that, right?
Yes, that's
it. I'll say France, because, you know, French food often has rabbit. Rabbit's actually very good. I love eating it. I mean, they're cute, but they taste really good. So I didn't know if maybe France, because they eat rabbits, they figured it would be another, maybe a way to apologize to all the bunnies in the mother dinner plate. Or a French-speaking country, you know, maybe even Quebec, I mean... Didn't know.
Well, not France. Nope. But over there somewhere.
Answer. Yeah, good funny answer, right?
There you go. It's over there somewhere, though.
Yeah, it'd be a way to apologize for their dinner. Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 4:44. It's time to say thank you to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop, who happens to cut my hair and Pastor Craig's hair, is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Go ahead, caller. You are on the air.
Would that be Liberace?
It is not Liberace, sir.
Okay.
Good guess, though, Ernie. Thank you. All right. Keep guessing. Keep guessing. Want to throw out any more hints while you're on there, Brandon, or want to keep it at that? Okay.
We'll do a few more, I suppose.
Okay. All right.
So I would suppose this mystery guest of sorts is very much known for his TV appearances. Started easily in the 30s, going all the way up to the 90s. He had quite a career, and he was the highest paid entertainer in the world in 1960.
Okay, all right, there you go. Give a guess, our celebrity guess. 740-383-9944. Guess that or guess one of my trivia questions that I have here. One of the popular ones we're trying to get right now is, what's the most popular Easter candy in America? What country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? Buying what for Easter is said to bring good luck for the rest of the year? Buying what for Easter is said to bring good luck for the rest of the year. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Germany for the rabbit?
It is Germany for the rabbit. Correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name? I'm sorry, I'm not placing you.
This is Ralph.
Oh, Ralph, I am so sorry, Ralph. The way your voice was coming across there, I did not get you, buddy.
Well, I'm on my wife's phone. Mine won't work.
Yeah, you was coming across there, and I thought, no, this can't be Ralph, but it was.
Yeah, we're just coming out of upper.
Oh, okay, coming out of upper. How we doing signal-wise up there?
You're booming up here.
Great. All right.
Yeah, we're clear on the west side coming in.
Oh, fantastic. Good. My old radio station used to be in upper, so it's good to know we're competing with them up there.
Yeah, I'll bring you up here.
Yes, sir. All right. Good deal.
Okay, but...
Hey, you have a happy Easter now, Ralph. And sorry I didn't get you.
Oh, that's all right. No problem, my man.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. Hey, it's April the 13th, and here's what happened on this day in history. I'll get to that momentarily after we grab another caller here. Hi, we're on the air.
Would it be the peanut butter eggs?
It is the peanut butter egg, the most popular Easter candy in America for 2019, 2020, and 2021. You are right.
All right.
So we will find out after this year to see if that stands.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. 4:48 and 67 degrees as we roll through a offbeat news and trivia program. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Glad you're tuned in to 107.1 FM. Inviting you to check out my website when you get a chance at radionate.us. That's radionate.us. Okay, April 13th. Here's what happened on this day in history. In the year 1782, Washington, North Carolina was incorporated as the first town to be named for George Washington. 1796, the first known elephant to arrive in the United States from India. 1808, William Judah Henry Lane perfected the tap dance. 1829, the English Parliament granted the freedom of religion to Catholics. 1849, the Hungarian Republic was proclaimed. 1860, the first mail was delivered via Pony Express when a westbound rider arrived in Sacramento, California from St. Joseph, Missouri. 1861, after 34 hours of bombardment, the Union-held Fort Sumter surrenders to Confederates. 1870, the Metropolitan Museum of Art was founded in New York City. 1916, the first hybrid seed corn was purchased for 15 cents a bushel by Samuel Ramsey. And in 1933, the first flight over Mount Everest was completed by Lord Clydesdale. And that's what happened on this April 13th, on this day in history. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, Pete.
Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, spectacular.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're having a spectacular day.
Well, it's a little foggy, but we just have to try to stay positive.
There you go. And we're hoping for good weather on Easter, although it looks like it's going to be in the 40s, I think.
Oh, boy, that's kind of cold.
Maybe 50s.
I hope the little boogers don't catch the sniffles.
Yeah.
What, I want to answer a question, but do you have any left?
I do. I'll run them down for you, okay?
Okay, let's have it.
Okay, here we go. What state held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States? And then we've got, buying what for Easter is said to bring you good luck for the rest of the year? Then we've got, which president was the first to introduce an Easter bunny to the White House Easter egg roll? And then I actually have a page 3, which I haven't given yet, which I'll go ahead and give you some questions from, okay?
Okay.
The first Easter eggs were dyed what color? Okay. And then, where is the most popular Easter parade held each year in the U.S.?
Well, gosh darn it, I don't know any of those.
Okay, and...
Were you going to say another one?
Yeah, I'll give you one more. How much does the average household approximately spend on Easter? How much money total?
Wasn't that one of Scott's questions?
Oh, it could have been. Could have been.
Well, geez Louise, I don't know any. I'll say... I'll say green for the collar.
Green for the collar on the first eggs dyed. No, but it's all, this color is, you know, a lot of times a companion color to green.
Blue?
Nope, keep going.
Okay. Yellow?
Nope.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you before Easter, Miss Sarah. I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
You too. Bye, Nate.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, it's 4:52, and we have our trivia questions that we're playing here, of course, and we've got phone lines continue to light up here this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air. Maybe. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. Another call that says it's coming in, but it's not. Mr. Brandon, we're playing Celebrity Guess Who. What other hints may you have for this celebrity, or go over the ones you already have, either one. Whichever.
Well, it might be easier said than done if I can actually read my own writing.
Now, that happens to me. That's why I go to print.
Seems as that RX effect is kind of wonderful. I don't know if it's good or bad. I will say that, I'll go over a couple more, sure. That our celebrity, I will say that he's a Danish composer, known for his many, many TV appearances, including the Dean Martin Show and Ed Sullivan. One of his skit was the phonetic punctuation, and again, he's a very, I'd say, comedic pianist.
And Pastor Craig is nodding his head, so I think Pastor Craig might have an idea. 740-383-9944. Give a guess to anything we've got on the table today. We've got just about 2 minutes until we do this drawing here this afternoon and find out who's going to win this gift card to Pizza Hut. You're going to go to Pizza Hut and get yourself a deal. Get yourself a pepperoni pizza. Get yourself maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe a ham and cheese. That sounds pretty good. Or a meat lovers. That would even work. Okay, let's see if we can get somebody on the air this time. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Stevie Wonder?
Is it Stevie Wonder, Brandon?
That is a qualified no.
No, not Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right. Just about another minute, and maybe we'll tell you the answer if we don't get it here. Maybe we'll tell them at the end of the program, perhaps. Or save it for next
week.
Well,
I didn't know Stevie Wonder was Danish. I'll just say that again.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. 4:54 on a Wednesday afternoon, and it's 67 nice degrees on the outside. Don't forget, Live at 5, the show with no name, myself, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig's coming up. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right. We've got stuff to talk about.
A lot of stuff to talk
about.
All
right. We just never know what we're going to get into, but we've got lots of fun. We've got a little milestone on your show to discuss.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. So that's coming up, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, Live at 5, the show with no name. Okay. We are at 4:55, and it is drawing time. So it's time to shuffle everybody up and find out who our winner is this afternoon. Okay, let us see who's going to win Pizza Hut today. Congratulations to Ralph. Ralph, congratulations, you win Pizza Hut today. I will send this gift card in the mail right to your door. I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to say thank you to Sarah. Thank you, David. Thank you, Lee, Judy. And thank you to Noah for phoning in today. Appreciate it. Becky, good to talk to you. Ernie, good to talk to you. And Ralph, hey, it's good to talk to everybody today. Appreciate you all lighting up the phone lines today. We had a good time today. Judy C. and everybody. Did I mention Judy? Yes, I did. Judy C. as well. I always am afraid my little notes are going to stick together on me and don't want to miss anybody. For sure, for sure. Okay. Hey, we have just enough time to... Let's throw in the weird word of the week. Why not? Today's weird word is chaparral. Chaparral. C-H-A-P-A-R-R-A-L. Chaparral. And it's a noun. The definition is a dense growth of shrubs or small trees. Chaparral was first recorded in English circa 1840, so a rather older word. All right, let's go to our ladies' corner. I have an Easter-related recipe for you today. Mini cheesecake baskets. Mini cheesecake baskets. You can find this recipe, facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. Bake up some of our mini cheesecake baskets for your Easter celebration. Anybody who's anybody will love to receive one of these mini cheesecake baskets. Here's what you need. 12 vanilla wafers, 2 packages of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, a half cup of sugar, half teaspoon vanilla, 2 eggs, 1 1/2 cups of Baker's Angel Flake coconut tinted green, 36 small jelly beans, and 12 pieces of red string licorice. 4 inches each. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Place 1 wafer in each of 12 paper-lined muffin cups. Beat cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla with mixer until blended. Add eggs. Beat just until blended. Spoon over wafers. Bake 20 minutes or until centers are almost set. Cool. Refrigerate 2 hours. Top with coconut and jelly beans just before serving. Bend each licorice piece, then insert both ends in the cheesecake to resemble the handle of a basket. And there you have the mini cheesecake baskets right there. Again, you can find this on my Facebook page, facebook.com/RadioNate. I'm on the World Wide Web, too, at RadioNate.us. Brandon, with our celebrity guess who question, you going to save that for later, or are you going to go ahead and give us the answer on that?
Oh, let's go ahead and give it to him, just for the fun of it.
Okay, all right.
And the answer was, of course, the illustrious Mr. Victor Borga.
And Pastor Craig, did you get that right?
I knew it.
He knew it.
Now, which part gave it away?
Actually, it was a part that Denmark, that he was born in Denmark. Mm-hmm. That sealed it. But when you said he was mixed a lot of comedy with his piano playing, that's when I first thought maybe it was him. And then you said Denmark. I said, yeah, that's Victor Borga.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the program. It's been a delight to be with you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Live at 5, the show with no name, with myself, Terry Tackett, and Pastor Craig, coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock here on 107.1 FM, WWGH. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back talking about everything under the sun. So be here and just give us at least 5 minutes, and I think you'll like it. Stay tuned for that. That is straight ahead on your favorite radio station. This is Marion's Talking Place. Nate Redmond, be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.